You know, there was some talk initially when talks and negotiations with the governor broke down, and it appeared that she was going to just go it alone, that a suit might be, you know, useful. And so there was that vote, but I really had thought that we probably weren't going to go through with it. And then when she went last Thursday and not only extended her powers under the 1945 Act, but basically said that the 1976 Act, which requires legislative extensions after 28 days of an emergency, she simply said, well, I'll just start a brand new emergency the next day. Then a lawsuit, I think, became necessary because it basically rendered that act and that specific law moot point. If the extension that's in there requiring legislative approval can simply be have an end around done on every 29th day by just restarting the clock again for the same emergency, then the law doesn't mean anything. So I think the suit is an important line in the sand that had to be drawn.
Is the lawsuit going to be necessary if we continue moving in the direction of more things being lifted? Or is this looking for some kind of a clarification or at least some sort of way of defining these executive orders of a governor?
Well, I think that it's a very necessary determination that'll be needed. You know, the 1976 Act has been utilized many times in the past for local or regional emergency issues, whether it be flooding or other problems. We've even had things like the cold weather freeze-ups here in the UP that needed that act, and the legislature has been approached before for extensions on things. To suddenly, you know, just render that particular part of that law moot and only continue to manage the executive powers, I think sets an extremely dangerous precedent, and that the determination by a court that that's true is going to be very important.
State Senator Ed McBroom on the line with us today. We're talking about the lawsuit that was launched against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Is this something, Ed, in your opinion, that we can afford as a state right now?
Well, you have to consider, is the rule of law something that we can afford not to fight for? You know, if laws that are written by a legislature signed by a governor can suddenly just be ignored, that's anathema to our Constitution, to our whole system of government. So how are we supposed to move forward and do our jobs if the laws we write can just be willfully ignored in such a way, such a blatant way? So I think that it's a critical part of maintaining the balances and the structure of government that we have. I mean, I think can also argue very easily that there's, can we afford to do a lot of the other things that we have to do right now, that we're choosing to do right now? So the cost issue is always there on anything that is necessary for the government to do.
State Senator Ed McBroom on the line with us. I know you're looking at, you are with an oversight committee in Lansing, chair of that. Tell us a little bit about something that you're going to be doing, I understand, next week.
Right. So we have a long list of issues we're going to be taking up. In the future, next week, the committee is planning to take up what's going on with Executive Order 50, which in part requires nursing homes to take in patients who been tested positive with COVID, even if that nursing home's gotten no positives there already and has been very careful with that. I've been contacted by folks at homes in the Upper Peninsula and from downstate who are very frustrated and fearful about this, as the deaths around the country continue to be primarily centered in nursing home populations. And to see us force a nursing home to take in somebody who's tested positive when nobody there is, just seems like a poor decision at this point.
So that'll be coming up next week. I know we got about 45 seconds here before we've got to wrap up here, Ed, but I did want to ask you, with the latest extension now of the stay-at-home order, this now going till the 28th, what are your thoughts on hearing that coming from the governor yesterday?
Well, you know, Walt, I've tried to, and even at the beginning, I thought the governor was doing the right thing. I still look back and say, you know, that I think that were the best decisions we could make with the information we had at that time, I'm starting to become a lot more frustrated that we're not making decisions with the best information we have now. Certainly frustrated that as a legislator and other people around the district come with additional information and perspective, that the administration does not seem interested in hearing that. We get notice that, hey, we're going to go into a regional plan, but we still don't see the details and the timing of how that's going to be laid out while other states have those time frames. And now especially to see, okay, we're going to open up Detroit on May 11th in certain sectors, but we're not even talking about doing more for the UP where there's a lot less of the disease and our medical providers say we can move forward. It's very frustrating right now. I don't understand the logic. I don't understand the unwillingness to communicate. I start to get now that, you know, okay, they feel like we've done things now too that are partisan, but I spent weeks holding out my hand for a hope to partner, and it's just continues to be ignored, and it's getting to be a little desperate for the folks in the UP at this point.